Well, in case you missed it, the 2022-23 PGA Tour season now underway. Hi, I'm Bob Bupka. So proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. And Jay, I think it'll be fun to see who emerges as top players in this new season.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of things in play. How's Scheffler going to answer the tremendous year last year from last year? You look at guys like Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and John Rahm, and you wonder where they're headed. I was listening to a guy on the Golf Channel this morning, and he said, watch out for Sahith, Thagala. I mean, you know, he had five top tens last year. He's got a huge opportunity to jump into, one of those elite players. I think it's going to be a fascinating year. It's always interesting to see what guys play certain events in the fall schedule to maybe to get a little points, FedEx Cup points for the next year. But I think we're going to have another fantastic year despite all the junk that's going on outside the ropes.
And, you know, a little icing on that cake, Rory McIlroy playing as well as he is. Obviously, when we get to April and the Masters, Rory with a chance to complete that career Grand Slam, that's going to add a lot of excitement in the buildup to the Masters, especially if Rory continues to perform as well as he has been.
Yeah, he has regained the consistency that he had kind of lost and continues to put good finish after good finish together, whether it be a major, whether what he did at the Tour Championship, and obviously a good finish last week, tying John Rahm for second. But there's no doubt, Bob, the health of the PGA Tour, as we know player-wise, is very strong, even despite the defections.
Pretty interesting the way we have to refer to it in 2022. Just amazes me. Well, there was no PGA Tour event last week, so why don't we take a look at the BMW Championship, Jay? And that was played at Wentworth, one of the great courses in England. And since I mentioned England, I think you'll join me in offering condolences to the people of Great Britain and people everywhere around the globe. We lost a very, very special person, I believe, in Queen Elizabeth, a queen for 70 years, Jay, 70 years on the throne. And I don't think she made one wrong step.
Well, I it was interesting seeing some of your posts and listening to some or talking to some of the guys that you know, as you've been very involved with British broadcasting and talk sport and different things like that, because you know these people and you know how genuine their reactions were to the Queen's passing. The majority of people in the United Kingdom, all they know is her. And, obviously it's different than the presidency or the prime minister. But, I mean, think of a figure being that significant for 70 years in the United States. It's really remarkable.
It really is. And speaking of remarkable, I think the performance by Mr. Shane Lowry at that BMW Championship was pretty remarkable. He won by one shot, birdied that 18th hole. Here's what he had to say after the round.
I just tried my best. I just tried to hit shots. I said to my coach this morning, I need to just allow myself to play golf today. I'm playing the best golf of my life. I need to just allow myself to do that, and I did that. Oh, I'm so happy. Like, I'm honestly, words can't put into, how happy I am, how much this means to me, how much I love this tour, how much I love this tournament, and I'm the happiest man in the world right now. You know, I made no secrets as to how I feel about the whole thing at the start of the week, and I wanted to go out and win this tournament for myself, first and foremost, but I think for this tour and, everyone that has stayed loyal to this tour and everyone that's done everything for this tour, I really feel like, this is one for the good guys.
I know, for one, Jay, I'd be disappointed if that party has stopped already. I think it's probably still going on. If there's anything Shane Lowry knows how to do besides win golf tournaments, he knows how to celebrate after those victories.
probably his second biggest victory. They showed a tweet. There was a tweet Monday morning called "The Day After," and Shane was looking a little rough and working over a little coffee, but he deserved it. Holds off with the birdie and the win. He beats Rahm and McIlroy. How about that? Taylor Gooch was tied for fourth. Patrick Reed, Victor Hovland, Soren Yeltsin tied for fifth, and Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Billy Horschel with a good tournament over there after, speaking his mind in the news conference at the BMW Championship on how he feels about it. Also a tremendous win for Shane Lowry, and there's a guy to watch. Can he get his second major to go along with his claret jug?
Don't count him out, that's for sure. Well, now let's go to the dirty laundry department. 16 LIV players, they were allowed in the field. However, and this one really strikes a funny bone for me, Jay, they were not allowed to have a courtesy car. Live players, I don't know if they put bicycles for them or tokens for cab drivers. I don't know. I mean, this thing's getting a little bit out of hand.
It's just so stupid. It's just so bad for the professional game. I mean, the DP World Tour probably needs the European defectors more than the PGA Tour needs theirs, which I'm glad finally we started to see some of the European Tour guys start to voice their opinion. They requested players not to sport their logo. Patrick Reed did, and Ian Poulter made sure his LIV logo was front and center. They're trying to get television. And the thing with Sergio, especially after Rahm had basically said, I want my buddy to be able to play in the Ryder Cup. And I firmly believe that one of the main reasons Joaquin Niemann left was because of Sergio. Well, Sergio shoots 76. That's right, 76 in the opening round. When the news came of the death of Queen Elizabeth, they suspended round two, waited a day to get back on the golf course. Sergio withdrew, and he had decided to go home to see a hell of a football game, the Texas-Alabama football game, where Texas almost pulled it off. But he did not follow the European rules and did not request permission to do so. So I say they go after him as best they can. And I hope that the finding comes in February that you do have the right to tell these guys no, and they will not be in the Ryder Cup, and they will not get world ranking points. Let them have their own tour. They've got their own tour now. Go ahead. Have fun. Enjoy. But you're not going to get the spoils that other guys get. You're not going to have the opportunity to create a legacy as a professional golfer unless something weird happens with LIV and it becomes bigger than the farce that I think it is.
Well, just one thing in defense of Sergio Garcia. He did go home to his home in the United States in Austin, Texas. His wife is from there. His wife went to the University of Texas, and as you alluded to, certainly was a big football game, 100,000 people there. And we don't know whether Sergio was hurt, not feeling well, or he just wanted to be obstinate. I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just saying there are some possibilities. And, you know, if it's just mentioned that he flew back to the States and went to a football game, the other factors have to be considered, especially his wife. That's where they live now, number one. So he just, all he did was fly home, and there happened to be a football game. If he was leading that tournament, I don't think he would have been anywhere near Dal Royal Stadium along with those other 100,000 people that almost had the joy of all joys.
But, Bob, that's the part of it. Guys play when they're not at their best. Guys play because they've committed to tournaments. That's why you have to tell the various tours why you are withdrawing from an event. As of yet, he, at least to our knowledge, he has not done it. I just think, and like I said, Rahm was not a bit pleased after kind of sticking up for his fellow Spaniard in relation to trying to make sure he could find his way onto the next Ryder Cup team. So we will see. But now we get back to where the PGA Tour gets going. You know, what's Cam Young going to do this year? That'll be very interesting. Scottie Scheffler has been announced as the PGA Tour Player of the Year. Again, there's the PGA Tour Player of the Year as well as the PGA of America's Player of the Year.
And Scottie got the award at that football game. I don't know.
I don't think they got together.
I don't know if it's true, but I did hear a rumor that Sergio had to withdraw because he was exhausted walking back and forth to his hotel because he didn't have a courtesy card.
That could be the real story, Bob. In my hometown of St. Louis last week, Padraig Harrington continues his stellar play, the longest hitter on the Champions Tour. And when he's putting well, it's going to be very hard to beat him the next couple of years. Again, Longer right there in contention. I mean, just an incredible specimen that's kept his health in unbelievable shape. And it was good to have some of the greats. Nancy Lopez and Lee Trevino were on hand for a special exhibition with the Blues coach and a couple of players. St. Louis has kind of embraced the Champions Tour and is one of the better events now, I think, on that circuit. So good for them.
St. Louis has been an outstanding golf community for years and years and years. Has to be. Jay Randolph Jr. lives there, so he would not live unless it was a golf-friendly community. But you're right about Padraig Harrington, probably even a better player than he gets credit for. All right, the first tournament of the new season and the last wraparound season. Guess what? Next year, no golf for the year until we kick it off in Maui at the Tournament of Champions, which I think is a great move. But this week, they're out in California. Johnny Miller's place, the Silverado Resort and Spa, the North Course in Napa, California. Defending champion Max Homa. I'm going to say this right now. I would not be surprised at all if Max Homa didn't go on and defend that title.
No, I could see that. And this is a pretty decent field. When you look at Gary Woodland, Hideki Matsuyama, Webb Simpson, Jason Day, a young Maverick McNealy, Corey Connors, the Canadian sensation. This is a good field to have as the first start of the season at the Fortinet Championship. You've also, I mentioned Sahith, who I think may have a very big year. Jason Duffner, Ryan Moore, and Jimmy Walker get in from the career money exemption list. So PGA Tour golf is back this week.
Yeah, an outstanding field gathered out in California. Why don't you put a bow on this edition of In the Grill Room with Bob and Jay?
Well, it is going to be an interesting, exciting season to come, and we'll have plenty of action to cover. You can be sure that the Grill Room will be on top of it. So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week for a wrap of the first event of the 2020-22-2023 season, the Fortinet Championship, and take an in-depth look at the President's Cup, which is coming soon.